KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with the Check of Sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now taking a look at sports in high school baseball action last night. Class 3A and 4A had some postseason play in the Class 3A district semifinal play. Atlantic saw their season come to a close in Substate 8 District 15 at Winterset. Atlantic played the first game against Glenwood. It was Glenwood winning by a final score of 2-0. Winterset also was a winner in the nightcap, 2-0 over Creston. In District 16 at Harlan, Denison Schleswig beat Storm Lake 11-1 in six innings of play, and Harlan was a 7-0 winner over Carroll. In Class 4A Substate first round play, Substate 8, it was Waukee over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 3-0. West Des Moines Valley beat Des Moines East 12-2 in five innings. Lewis Central was a 3-0 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Also, Class 1A and 2A baseball district finals will be played here tonight, a game starting at 7 o'clock here around the state. And some of the local matchups include in Class 1A, Coon Rapids Bayard hosting Audubon, Lennox plays host to Nottoway Valley, and St. Albert is home to face Tri-Center. In Class 2A, Kemper Catholic will take on Missouri Valley, and Trainer plays host to Clarinda here tonight. Once again, those are 7 o'clock start times in those district finals there in Class 1A and 2A. Winners will move on to the substate finals there in the next round. In Major League Baseball, Ichiro Suzuki had a pitch single for his 2,991st career hit and scored to tie it in the eighth inning, and Miguel Rojas drove in the go-ahead run in the ninth as the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6 last night for their fourth straight victory. Tommy Pham had two of the Cardinals' four homers and drove in four runs. Stephen Piscotty and Randall Grichuk also connected for St. Louis, which hit two each off of Wei-Yin Chin and reliever David Phelps, but had three defensive miscues. The hit was the first since July 4th for the 42-year-old Suzuki. He's had just seven pinch hit appearances in one start this month with the Marlins, who have a steady outfield rotation of Christian Yelich, Marcell Ozuna, and Giancarlo Stanton. The Cardinals blew leads of 4-1 and 6-5 to fall to 19-27 at home. They were 55-26 at home last year, tied for best in the majors. The Major League All-Star break officially ended with an afternoon contest as the Cubs beat Texas 6-0 in a shutout yesterday. They had dropped 15 of 21 before Kyle Hendricks combined with four relievers on a five-hitter. Hendricks limited Texas to three hits in six innings, but the Cubs led just 1-0 until their five-run sixth. Addison Russell and pinch hitter Matt Scherzer also hit two-run singles during the big rally to help Hendricks pick up his eighth win. The Rangers lost for the fourth time in five games. Other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday, it was Washington over Pittsburgh 5-1. Boston beat the Yankees 5-3. The Mets over Philadelphia 5-3. Detroit beat Kansas City 4-2. Cincinnati over Milwaukee 5-4. Baltimore topped Tampa Bay 4-3. Colorado beat Atlanta 11-2. It was Cleveland over Minnesota 5-2. And the Dodgers beating Arizona 13-7. The Angels topped the White Sox 7-0. And Oakland was an 8-7 winner over Toronto. Houston was a 7-3 winner over Seattle. And San Diego knocked off San Francisco by a score of 4-1. In other Major League news, the Cubs announced that center fielder Dexter Fowler isn't expected to return from his right hamstring injury until late next week. The Cubs also activated catcher David Ross off the 7-day concussion list, placed reliever Trevor Cahill on the 15-day disabled list with tendonitis in his right knee, and activated left-hander Clayton Richard off the DL. Meanwhile, Rangers reliever Jake Diekman has landed on the 15-day disabled list through a bizarre circumstance. Diekman hurt his left index finger while reaching into his luggage for a beer mug he bought at the bar Cheers in Boston. The mug had broken in his bag and a piece of glass pierced his finger. Pirates lefty Jonathan Neese will try to get on track in the bullpen after being removed from the starting rotation. He's 7-6 with a 5.13 ERA and 18 starts this year. The Boston Red Sox agreed to a $3.65 million signing bonus with 17-year-old left-hander Jason Groom, the 12th overall pick in this year's amateur draft. In some NFL news, the New England Patriots season begins September 11th at Arizona. Tom Brady's season will begin October 9th at Cleveland. The Patriots quarterback says he will stop fighting his suspension for Deflategate and will miss the first four games of the upcoming season. Brady's decision come 2 days after his case was turned aside by the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. He could have pushed his case to the U.S. Supreme Court, but that move would have been a long shot, since the Supreme Court hears about 1% of appeals submitted. Backup Jimmy Garoppolo is expected to start for New England while Brady is ineligible. In other NFL news, Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller has agreed to a blockbuster $114.5 million contract that includes $70 million in guarantees, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The Super Bowl MVP accepted the six-year package 2 hours before today's deadline for players to okay an offer or play under the franchise tag. The deal came to fruition after Miller's camp rejected an offer worth $38.3 million in guaranteed money. Muhammad Wilkerson's contract impasse is over. A person familiar with the deal says the New York Jets Pro Bowl defensive end has accepted a 5-year, $85 million contract that includes $37 million in guarantees. Wilkerson beat a deadline after which he would have played this season under the franchise tag amount of $15.7 million. The 26-year-old Wilkerson had a career-high 12 sacks last season and was selected for his first Pro Bowl. Washington's Kirk Cousins will be the first quarterback since San Diego's Drew Brees to play an NFL season on the franchise tag. Cousins and the team were unable to agree on a long-term deal before Friday's deadline. That means he'll make $19.95 million this year. The 27-year-old started all 16 regular season games for the Redskins last year, throwing for 4,166 yards and 29 touchdowns with 11 interceptions. Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has agreed to a 4-year contract after being designated the team's franchise player. The NFL has suspended Bills running back Carlos Williams for the first four games of the season for a drug offense. Bills officials did not specify how Williams violated the league's substance abuse policy. Phil Mickelson is two rounds away from his sixth major championship and second British Open title. Mickelson followed Thursday's record-tying 63 with a 269 yesterday that gives him a one-stroke lead over Henrik Stenson at the midway point of the Open at Royal Troon. Mickelson carded his first two bogeys of the tournament, but he also had four birdies for a 10-under total. His 132 total is a 36-hole scoring record for Royal Troon. Mickelson took advantage of an early tee time that allowed him to avoid the breezy conditions that kicked up in the afternoon. He led by five shots before his bogeys on numbers 12 and 15. He nearly aced the famous postage stamp, his ball rolling right up next to the cup at the 123-yard eighth hole for a tap-in birdie. At 46, Lefty is bidding to become the oldest British Open champion. Stenson put together an impressive 65 that included four birdies during a five-hole stretch on the front nine. He made up four strokes on Mickelson and will be paired with the 2013 Open champion on Saturday if the leaderboard holds up, which it did. American Keegan Bradley is tied for third with Denmark's Søren Kjeldsen at 7-under. And there are a few players that are out starting their rounds here this morning already. Jason Day is 3-under for his round through 10 holes of play so far today. He's at 2-under for the championship. He's got the best round going so far here today. The leaders will tee off later here this morning here at Central Time at about 10:20 a.m. Phil Mickelson, Henrik Stenson in that last pairing, Søren Kjeldsen and Keegan Bradley in the pairing previous to that. At the Marathon Classic in Ohio, Lydia Ko and Hyoju Kim are tied for the 36-hole lead at 8-under par. Allison Lee and Han Na Jang are one shot back. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.